The prosecution's star witness in the trial of Martha Stewart returned to the stand today. Douglas Faneuil testified that he was pressured to lie about the details of Stewart's sale of ImClone stock in December 2001. He said he lied to prosecutors for 6 months before deciding to cooperate. Stewart and her broker are charged with obstructing justice. NPR's Jim Zeroli was at the federal courthouse in Manhattan today. And, Jim, what did Doug Faneuil say happened in the months after Stewart sold her remaining ImClone shares?
Well, you may remember that Faneuil is the broker's assistant who spoke with Martha Stewart on the day that she made this trade. He has said that he passed on some inside information about ImClone, and she then sold her shares. Today he testified that almost right away, as soon as this happened, the SEC was calling him, wanting to know what had gone on. He told them at first it was just a normal stock trade. He didn't say anything about inside information. Then he started to get nervous, and he decided to call a lawyer. Now, all the time he was working for Peter Bakanovic, who is Stewart's co-defendant, he said every time he would try to talk to Bakanovic about the case, Bakanovic said the stock was sold for tax reasons. Then Bakanovic changed his story and said, Martha and I had an agreement we would sell if the stock fell below $60. At the same time, Bakanovic was offering him an extra week of vacation. He said, because you've been great. Also, an airline ticket anywhere he wanted. Faneuil said that he was never directly told to lie, but he certainly inferred from all these conversations that they wanted him to do so. And he got to the point where he just couldn't do that anymore.
What was Martha Stewart supposed to be doing during this period?
Well, he had very few involvements with her during this period. At several points, Bakanovic talked to him about Stewart. He said, Martha and I are very good friends. We're very loyal to each other. One day he said, I've talked to Martha and everyone is telling the same story, which is that we sold because the stock fell below $60. That's the story and it's true. Faneuil said he disputed this and Bakanovic got mad at him saying, you know, you're being selfish. You're inserting yourself into a situation where you don't belong. Now, prosecutors are going to argue that even though Stewart wasn't at Merrill Lynch directly involved with these talks, she did lie to investigators, so she was sort of part of the broader conspiracy here.
Now, I understand that one subject that came up in court today was Doug Faneuil's use of drugs. What was that about?
Well, Faneuil has admitted to some recreational use of marijuana and ecstasy during the period he was working at Merrill Lynch, and also some other drugs in college. He said he never used these drugs on the job. It was just social. He wasn't under the influence of drugs when he talked to authorities. The defense wanted to get this on the record. You can imagine that this is not something that necessarily looks good to the jury, although, of course, they didn't say that. All this was thrashed out in front of the jurors. The judge, Miriam Goldman Cederbaum, finally said, you know, she would allow the defense to talk about Faneuil's general drug use. She said that since he has essentially admitted this to prosecutors already, the government theoretically anyway could charge him with drug use, so they have something on him. The prosecutors just jumped up and said, you know, we would never do that. We have no interest in that. But the judge said it does go to his motives in testifying, so it's relevant. I don't know how relevant this is, except it says something maybe about the tactics of the defense.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you.
NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York.